subway train. You call another shot. You strip for lightning.
You're listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone, and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is enjoying this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. It is a pleasure to bring in. We had him on at the beginning of last season. Always great to visit with former Clemson football coach Tommy Bowden, who now still very active in the game. He appears on ACC Gridiron Live Wednesday evenings at 10 o'clock on Fox Sports South. Coach Bowden, how are you today?
Good afternoon. Doing fine. Getting ready for the season to start.
Absolutely. And first, I got to start. How's your dad doing? And what will he do this season? How does he kick back and enjoy a football season these days?
On Saturdays, he will eat, sleep, watch football, go to the bathroom. He's 85. That's what he'll do all day Saturday.
And so he is a noon to midnight guy.
You know, he'll sleep here a lot. He'll go to sleep in a heartbeat now, you know, with the channel changer on his stomach, you know, where nobody can get it. But yeah, he'll watch football all day.
Is he a guy that's, he's always had the channel changer, right? That's something you can't take away from him, right?
Yeah, he falls asleep with it on his stomach. You know, he's got just a little bit of the bulge, so when he sleeps, he'll rest it right there on the ridge of the stomach, and you can't, he's got like a radar detector on that thing. You get within six inches with your hand, and a buzzer goes off.
Gotcha. All right. Obviously, you are still very familiar with Clemson football. Dabo Swinney done a nice job there. Interesting year. I mean, there are high hopes for the Tigers, but this is year one without Chad Morris as offensive coordinator. How do you think Clemson will do without Chad around?
That's going to be one of the top stories, you know, that's really not an X and O story. That's kind of behind the scenes. But both those young coordinators are smart guys. Both of them played wide receiver when I was there as the head coach. They both played for me. Jeff Scott's father, you know, Brad Scott, was the head coach of South Carolina, been my father for a long time, very smart guy. Tony Elliott, the other co-coordinator, you know, but the true test is going to be when they shoot live bullets on Saturday and it's yours and it's in the red zone, it's third and four, you're going to take two downs or throw, you know, those are decisions that come through experience. Neither one of them have experience. They're awful intelligent. But that play calling is something that you have to go through the fire a few times, I think, to really become efficient. So that's going to be one of the good storylines with Clemson, how those two young guys produce.
All right, we've had a couple of days to kind of digest the AP Top 25. I know the coaches came out earlier in the month. Just kind of curious, when you look at the polls this year, is there a team out there that you think is a little overrated right now and a team you think is a little undervalued right now?
Well, you know, when you the ones that you don't know about are the kind of new guys on the block. The TCU and the Baylor, both of them have a lot of teams having the top five, top six, top four, and they've been up there a couple of years, but can they go into the season highly ranked? The balls I own them every week, high expectations. And that's going to kind of be interesting, whether they can jump up there with a high stakes for the Alabamas. A lot of people are picking Auburn or Alabama, but, you know, Auburn might surprise me. I should say a lot of people are picking Alabama. It wouldn't surprise me with a lack of success that Nick Saban and Kirby Smart, the two defensive guys, have had versus Auburn's offenses. If Auburn doesn't slip up and be a national playoff team. So those are some storylines as you get talking about the playoff. You know, Ohio State, everybody predicts them to be in there, but it would not surprise me now. I'm telling you, if they go into Blacksburg, Bud Foster, Virginia Tech might have the best front four in college football, much less the ACC, and they got two great corners. I mean, not good corners, great corners. So it wouldn't surprise me if Ohio State comes out with a loss and still wins the national championship in that first game.
Wow, repeat of last year. You're listening to former Clemson coach Tommy Bowden here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Switching to your area of expertise, Tommy, the highest-ranked ACC team is Florida State at 10. That's the lowest Big 5, Power 5 conference representative. Do you think the ACC could find its way on the outside looking into the playoff this year?
And unfortunately, yes. You know, that's you know, they you read most of the national publications, and they have them picked fifth, and you might have a two-loss Pac-12. The Pac-12 is closed the gap on the SEC. So you could possibly have a two-loss SEC or Pac-12 team that might slip in, or I should say one-loss Pac-12 or one-loss SEC team slip in over an undefeated ACC team, because it's not that Clemson and Florida State aren't very good. They are. It's just the rest of the conference really has taken a nosedive and has not gained much national respect. When I went to the conference in 1999, Florida State won the national championship, but they played Virginia Tech. 2 years later, Miami won the national championship. Virginia Tech and Miami has just kind of disappeared.
Now, going back, you referenced when you were back on the sidelines. This summer, it felt like every time we turned around, somebody was getting in trouble or somebody had a domestic assault charge. Just recently, we had the whole flap with Baylor. Do you think their kids are in more trouble now, or do we just hear, read, and talk about it more? And is there going to be a universal transfer? If you've had some domestic issues, you're not going to transfer to a Big Five conference. That's going to happen sooner rather than later, right?
Yes, I believe that's definitely going to happen sooner rather than later. However, I don't think it's any more than it used to be. I think social media, the cell phone cameras and things like that have just made it brought more attention to it. I don't think it's been any more. And but that's because of what happened in the NFL, and everything in the NFL usually filters down. When they change a rule in the NFL, they'll change it in college. On the field rule, and now the domestic issues will filter down to the college. But yes, I can see that transfer thing, which you just mentioned, between Power Five conferences or Super Five conferences, where they any kind of domestic issue will automatically eliminate them from a Power Five conference.
You're listening to former Clemson coach Tommy Bowden here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Tommy Bowden appears on ACC Gridiron Live Wednesdays at 10 p.m. on Fox Sports South. Tommy, when you went from Tulane to Clemson, I mean, obviously Clemson gave you a nice pay bump. When you think about the money today, when you think that somebody in the SEC West is going to finish in last place making $4 million, does along those lines, do you have any regrets from not getting back in the game?
When you say that, it makes me want to go back in the game. I think it's well-deserved. They deserve the money, but just market value. As soon as they get one phone call, as soon as one of those SEC West coaches get one phone call from another school, you got to bump the salary, and you got to match it, or you got to be prepared to let them go. And right now, that is the market value. College football is generating millions and millions of dollars. And more drastic than the head coach's salaries, it has really filtered down to where it's deserved is the assistant coaches now. You know, some of these major Power Five schools, the lowest assistant coaches, a lot of them are making $250,000. So it's not only filtered to the head coaches; it has gone down to assistants. And but it's here to stay. But talking to some people yesterday in the television industry, some of that money is fixing to be there's going to be less of it. So I think it's going to become stable here in a little bit as far as this escalation of salaries.
All right, when we have guests like you, we love to close with like a rapid fire, first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right. Who would you say is the biggest rival of the Bowden family, whether it's an opposing coach or an opposing school?
The biggest, my father and Spurrier would have been, to me, the biggest rival. I think they played 13 times, and they were pretty cold-blooded, knockdown, drag-out fights.
Would you rather have Deshaun Watson or Everett Golson?
Right now, just Deshaun Watson, experience in the offense. They're both good. But I would take Deshaun because he's got more experience in Clemson's offense than Everett Golson does in Florida State's offense.
Name an unranked team in the ACC that no one is talking about but should and will be by season's end.
Got a chance to be NC State. I like their quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, 2,600 yards, 26 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. Got 6'4", 230. They rushed for over 200 yards a game last year. They went from 3 wins 2 years ago to 8 wins this year. It wouldn't surprise me if NC State jumps up there and ends up with maybe a 9 win season.
Coach, you have gotten real comfortable behind the camera and doing the TV stuff. What are the odds that you'd be back on a sideline anytime soon?
Not very good, I wouldn't think. I've been out about 6 years, and And once you say no so many times, they stop calling. So the phone calls will pretty much stop. But,
who was the last interested party, if you'd care to discuss it with our listeners?
I will say this. Since I have been out of coaching, I've talked to either athletic directors or presidents in the SEC and the Pac-12, the Big 12 and old Conference USA. Two schools there, so I don't care to mention who, but a school from the SEC, athletic director from the SEC, president in the Big 12, and then a couple of mid-majors.
All right, who all do you pull for on a typical Saturday? You've got Clemson, you've got Tulane, you've got Florida State, you've got Akron with your – how many teams do you pull for on a typical Saturday?
Akron gets every bit of energy I got in my body. Every prayer that I got goes up Saturday goes for Akron, and I've doubled my prayers up on that first one, Akron and Oklahoma. I'm giving every prayer. I'm not Catholic, but I bought rosary beads for that one.
And David asked you about the ACC team. Is there a dark horse team that could make a run to the playoff that you think, go ahead and call your shot now, but somebody and ranked like lower than 10th that may be there at the end?
Yeah, the only one that ranked, I'm gonna eliminate Clemson, Florida State, because those two we know about. The team, because their quarterback, it would be Georgia Tech. The style of offense, they lost a lot of running backs, but they got their best one back. Anytime a quarterback in that type of offense can rush for over 1,000 yards, which Justin Thomas did, they're going to be a threat. Yeah, they're not a great defensive team, but they're a pretty good defensive team. So I would say Georgia Tech would have a chance simply because of the style of offense. And if the quarterback stays healthy, Justin Thomas, he could be a difference maker that might could get him there.
All right, and finally, when all of you guys are together, when all the Bowdens are together, is there one year that y'all can agree on that was like y'all's favorite year in totality in coaching, where all of y'all really enjoyed it?
I have to say, not really. All of us have been undefeated in those great years. My father's been undefeated. I've been undefeated. Terry's been undefeated. When we all get together, my father and Terry usually listen to me because I'm the only one that went through my tenure as a head coach without having a losing season. So I usually command the most attention from my father and brother.
There you go.
But, we've all had, the undefeated season that we all had was something that's unique, probably never happened in college football, where a father and two sons at the highest level, been undefeated. So we all had one of those seasons, and they're special. They don't come along very often. And we've all been fired, so it's a special occasion. We'll talk about that day, too.
Tommy Bowden, the former Clemson football coach, now with ACC Gridiron Live, Wednesday evenings at 10 o'clock on Fox Sports South. Don't miss it. Coach, thank you so much, as always, for joining us here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Hey, call back later and we'll see how smart I was.
There you go. Coach, thanks, and enjoy the season.
All right, have a good week.
All righty. We'll open up the Hardee's Hotline again. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here in the Platinum Financial Funding Studios at ESPN 105.1 The Zone.